This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. It's a Friday. Jason Mackey and Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Thanks so much for listening to us. Start of hour number four together. Let's go out to the fan hotline, where we find former Pirates pitcher and current Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk. Bob, how are you this afternoon?
Good, Jace. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, as always. I want to start with the home-road splits, Bob. They're very pronounced. We're seeing this, you know, such a great homestand, then the Pirates go on the road. Things obviously not going their way. Is there any logical reason for why things are so different at PNC Park and on the road?
No, not really. I mean, traditionally you play better at home. At least that's what most teams do. Not everybody, but most of them. And so, you know, that explains some of it. But, you know, the whole thing, I really don't get it. I'm not sure exactly why that is, to be honest with you. You know, obviously we hit much better at home, but, you know, why that is, you know, I don't know, because our ballpark, I think, is maybe neutral to maybe leaning a little bit toward the pitcher. But, you know, it shouldn't you sure shouldn't have, you know, a much better time hitting the ball in our ballpark than especially some of the ballparks in our own division. You know, you look at some of the places we play in our division, you know, like Milwaukee and Cincinnati, and if you're lucky enough, at least if you're a hitter, if you're lucky enough to go into Chicago with the wind blowing out, you know, there's another big plus place for you to hit in. So logical reason? No, I have no idea why that is.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Especially not that pronounced. Like you're saying, you see some differences, but not that much. One of the differences that we saw against the Kansas City Royals, Bob, the Pirates pitching staff giving up more home runs than we've sort of been accustomed to with them. Just generally, what did you make out of the Royals series and how the Pirates played? And as far as pitching, is this any sort of trend that we need to be aware of, Pirates pitchers giving up more home runs?
No, I don't. I'm not really, you know, worried about it. I think when you have a, you know, just a series or even a road trip, you know, where you're giving up maybe a homestand, you know, here and there, where you give up some home runs, it has, you know, maybe more to do with the hitters. Where they did you have run into somebody, a team, even that's a little hot with the long ball? That could be. If you're going to be a team that tries to cut down on your walks and challenges and goes after hitters, you're going to risk giving up more home runs, but you're, you know, maybe going to stay away from bigger innings because you're not putting so many guys on base. So the best thing is just to make sure they're all solo shots. And if they are solo shots, then not really worry about them too much. Hopefully, if you're doing a good job on offense, then the solo home runs aren't going to be this thing that beats you, at least in a consistent basis. I think our problem is solo home runs are kind of like when you make a mistake on the bases or when you make a mistake on offense. When you're not scoring runs, the opposition solo home run sticks out like a sore thumb, because more often than not, it's an important run that you can afford to give up, and there it is. And so you notice it a little bit more. But I think, I mean, this is like this. It seems like such an easy thing to say, but I really believe this. A stronger offense makes a lot of these other things that we kind of dwell on go away. We just don't notice them that much. You know, I believe with a decent offense, we're an above 500 team. We're probably about how we play when we're at home. You know, because we seem to do a little better on offense at home, and our pitchers are we're like middle of the pack of the upper half, something like that in pitching. So if you got a decent offense, you're going to win a whole lot of ball games. But if your offense is really struggling, every mistake you make, whether it's out on the pitching mound or trying to field a ground ball or trying to go from first to third, you know, you make a mistake doing one of those things, and it could cost you a ball game, and then it sticks out, and then you're talking about it for the next couple of days. But job one, and I know I sound like a broken record, been talking about this really since first road trip of the year. We need to score more runs, and we're just not really doing it on a consistent basis. A little bit better at home, but we still even got to get better there.
Pump and Joe Show, we're chatting with Pirates broadcaster, former Pirates pitcher Bob Walk. Bob, I look at this road trip, this ongoing road trip, and they're 0-6 so far, and got a series starting tonight against the Twins. Paul Skeens opposite Joe Ryan. Obviously not an easy place to play. The Twins are very good at home. If I'm the Pirates, man, I really want to try to get 2-3 here or go into the break with some sort of positive feeling. Just curious your importance, how much importance you place on this series and doing that and being able to sort of snap this skid with a few days to step back and kind of reassess where they stand.
Well, it's not this series. I think that horse is out of the barn on this one. Last Friday I talked about how important the road trip it is after that great homestand to now don't go out and, you know, fall on your face on the road trip. You got to keep some of this good feeling going. And
that didn't happen, Bob.
No, it didn't happen. And you take 2 out of 3 in Minnesota. I'm not jumping up and down and saying, yahoo. This has been a terrible road trip at a time where you felt like you really, for the first time all year, you have something going, something you can build off of. And then to have this happen is not good. I don't care what happens in Minnesota as far as I'm concerned. That's just my opinion. Other people have different opinions.
A little lighter topic for you, Bob. The Home Run Derby on Monday. We were talking last segment about O'Neill Cruz. I'm personally very excited for it. That doesn't mean he's a complete player. Obviously, that's a separate discussion to have altogether. But you've watched him take a lot of batting practice. I've watched him take a lot of batting practice. I'm guessing you're pretty excited to watch him do it on a pretty big stage.
I think it's going to be exciting for him. I'm not a big home run competition guy. I mean, I've seen pitchers win home run contests, that we've had.
That's
over
how much
the years.
Stock.
You know,
okay.
It used to not be a big deal on TV. It used to be like, little things like we'd go and play exhibition games on the road and the big league team would play a home run contest against the minor league team. And, you'd pit a couple of, your good hitting pitchers, guys like a Don Robinson or a Rick Roden, those guys would go out there and they would compete and they'd hit more home runs than anybody. So it means nothing as what kind of a hitter you are. There's guys off the street that are, great softball home run hitters that could put on a show. So to me, it's just a show. It's nothing more than that. With Cruz, it'll be an interesting show because of how far he's going to hit the balls. That's what I think is why he's going to be interesting to have in there. But a lot of guys don't even like doing it because they're afraid it's going to mess up their swing, things like that. I don't know. I'm not a hitter, so I don't know if that's even a possibility or they're just using that not to have to go out there and do that. But it's like a long driving competition that, the guys that could never make a cut in their life, those are the guys that a lot of times win those long driving competitions. It's the same thing with this. It's just something fun for the fans to come and watch, and that's all I see it as.
I normally wouldn't get that excited over it, but I'm just excited that Cruz is going to be in it. I think it could be entertaining for what you're saying, the distance.
Well, yeah,
he might hit some.
He's gonna hit some 450s and maybe even a 470 thrown in there somewhere. I think who was it that last somebody hit one 472 in Three Rivers. So that
Frank Thomas.
Yes, Frank Thomas.
The big hurt.
I could think of Chicago White Sox, but I couldn't think of. Yeah, Frank Thomas, he hit one off the upper deck to dead center field, which I don't know if you can remember that.
They kept the star there for the chair.
Oh, yeah, for the All-Star. Yeah, they kept it up there, which was kind of neat for the rest of the time. But that's the kind of stuff that I think Cruz could do in this contest is just hit some mammothly long home runs. And that would be exciting for all the fans there to witness that.
Bob, last one is kind of a fun one. I've got an ongoing project at the Post-Gazette I'm doing on the best nicknames in Pittsburgh sports, and it started when the Cobra passed. I like the nickname, but the Whirly Bird, your nickname, where did this come from?
Well, that is really a Philly thing.
Okay.
And then I think somebody put it on the back of a baseball card. Nobody ever really called me Whirly Bird other than people in Philadelphia. I think Harry Callis maybe gave me that nickname. I was young rookie with a bunch of veteran superstar, soon to be a Hall of Famers. I mean, that's how that team was. And so I was a young rookie, and I made some like really dumb little things, like back then we this was my first time hitting really since high school, and so I wasn't really anxious. This is just gives you an example of what things I did to help that gave me that they were yelling at me. You got to get on the on deck circle. Like I didn't realize I was up next. And, I had a coat on. It was in Chicago, Wrigley. And I jumped up on the on deck circle really fast and I grabbed the weighted bat and I picked it up and was giving it a couple little swings. And whoever was up, because I was late getting up there, now puts the ball in play. He's out. And now I drop the weighted bat, and I start walking up to the plate, and I get, I don't know, maybe two or three steps toward the plate, and I realize, oh, crap, I don't have a bat. And I have no bat. So now I got to turn around, and all those older guys are just rolling on the bottom of the thing. And then the story, after a couple of days, went to where Whirly Bird went to the plate with no bat. Well, okay, that's fine. I went with it and everybody had a good laugh. And so a couple other things along that similar vein happened maybe in my first month or so in the big leagues. And so then Harry started calling me Whirly Bird on the air. And that's for the rest of that season, I was known as Whirly Bird. There you go.
I love it. That's a great story, man. Appreciate it, Bob. As always, thank you.
Oh, I'll see you at the ballpark.
All right, Bob. Thanks Sounds good, man. Take care.
All right.
Whirly Bird.
Bye-bye.
Whirly Bird. Little did we know. Of course, it was the real Harry Callis.
From Harry Callis.
It was not Nicholas Harry Callis.
I immediately thought, why would Harry Callis give him that nickname? And then I realized, no.
Nope.
It was the former Phillies broadcaster.
Right.
Harry
Callis. Actual Harry Callis.
The actual Harry Callis.
But a good Harry Callis reference nonetheless. You can clip that.
Do you think they were related?
No. I don't. More fan headlines. I love when Harry says more fan headlines.
Sounds more fan like headlines. You're saying more fun.
More fun headlines. That's what it sounds like. The Whirly Bird. I love it. I'm excited. I'm halfway through this project, and I'm digging into some of the best nicknames. What sport do you think, or what team, I should say, Limits, do you think has the best set of nicknames in Pittsburgh sports?
Ooh.
I don't have an answer to this. I'm going through it myself, and I'm asking a bunch of people older and more experienced than myself. I'm between the Pirates and the Steelers right now.
Really? Because there's a lot of hockey nicknames.
There are, but I think the caliber of player, and it depends on what kind of line you draw. Like, I can't count Sid. Even Le Magnifique.
Right.
I don't I don't know if you can count that as a real nickname.
What about
that's samey.
What about these pirate nicknames?
Izzy Z, Peggy Tree.
Do you remember Izzy Z, Peggy and Tree?
Izzy Z, Peggy Tree.
Right. Yeah. No.
No. What about Paul in Washington commenting on nicknames?
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie and this one and Scotty Too Hotty or whatever the hell else nickname he has. He has blown more games with his managerial changes at pitching. Go over all the games that we've lost, that we've had leads because of Derek Shelton pitching changes. This is amateur hour.
Amateur hour.
Amateur hour.
On the nicknames.
Amateur hour. I love it. But I mean, okay. So Pirates, real quick. Spanky, Slick, Sluggo, The Hammer, Rubber Band Man, Hitman, Cobra, Scrap Iron, Mule Face, El Toro, Dr. Strangelove, Rock, Tony Plush, Pops, Candyman, Big Poison, Little Poison, and I'm omitting Kutch because I think it's invalid.
So do you
it's
think
too close.
Do you think the kid, Sid the Kid, should be counting for the Penguins or no?
I say no.
Or Gino. So you say Gino doesn't count for Malkin.
That's the difficulty. Because like if you count Sid the Kid, you have to count Big Ben, right?
Right. That's what a texter just pointed out.
You have to count Le Magnifique.
Yeah.
You have to count, you know. I'm looking for originality. Like if I go over to Steelers, I look at the bus.
Yeah, the bus.
Slash. I think Mean Joe counts.
Why would Mean Joe count and because Sid the Kid doesn't then?
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
I know, but there's a story for where Joe Green went to college. And it wasn't so much his demeanor as it was like when he was coming up. I mean, it was a mix with his demeanor. But they were the Mean Green.
All right, well, Big Ben was always bigger than everyone else. It's the same thing. He was always bigger than all the other kids. Joe Green might have been
limits.
Mean.
Don't get me on a technicality here.
Big Ben was big. Sidney Crosby was a man amongst boys, but he was the kid playing with older players. So
well,
I think you'd have to count them all.
I might have to, and again, I have to consult with some experts on the matter, but you know, some others like Rocky Blyer, Jack Splatt, Hollywood Bags, Iron Mike Webster, Frenchie Fuqua, Blonde Bomber, Hydroplane Delaplane, Fats Holmes, The Emperor, The Chief, Big Snack, Another Hammer, Ziggy Hood. That's my list. And then Wrecking Ball, Battleship Kelly, Real Deal James Neal, Flower, Bugsy Malone, Ramblin' Rick Kehoe, Slippery Rock Joe Mullen, Big Pete from Easy Street. Ironhead Hayward doesn't really have a category. I can't put him with the Steelers. I don't have enough with Pitt.
The Flying Dutchman, our friend Hoagie on Twitter points out.
Yeah, the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman is a good addition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey and Austin Bechtold in for the guys on a Friday. Thank you so much for finding us. Thank you to Bob Walk for his usual Friday appearance. Always good stuff with Walkie. I enjoyed it growing up here, knowing Walkie was called the Whirly Bird. I never knew the origin of the nickname. I didn't know it was more Philadelphia based, but I mean, we still call him the Whirly Bird in Pittsburgh. Most people would know Bob Walk as Whirly Bird, I think.
Not me.
You didn't know Whirly Bird?
Honestly, no, I did not.
Really?
Honestly, no.
You've also never seen Office Space, so get out of here.
Correct. And it's more of a Philadelphia thing. And I consider Harry Callis to be the producer of the morning show more than so than I do the play-by-play guy in Philadelphia.
I mean, Harry Callis is a legend in his own right, but he is not the OG Harry Callis, put it that way.
No, not to be confused with Harry. That would mean that Harry went into a time portal from the early 2000s to become the modern version of Harry Callis.
If anybody can do it, it is our Harry Callis.
Would Harry Callis in Philly be proud of Harry Callis in Pittsburgh?
Sure. How can you not be?
You think so?
I had a prank on Harry gone bad.
Oh.
So I texted Adam, Doran, and Harry, because I normally do 9 to 10 with them on Friday, and I said, hey, I'm in for Joe and Bob 10 to 2. Like, I'm not going to do the 9 to 10 appearance. And I said also, and I don't want to talk to Callis because I'm mad at him.
Wow.
And Doran's like, wait, you're mad at Callis? And I texted him separately. I'm like, I'm just messing around. Like, I'm not actually mad at Callis. Like, it's okay.
But
I'm
you can't do that with Harry. He took it personally.
I'm going to see if he'll believe me. And I don't know if he like didn't check his phone or didn't say anything. Harry didn't react to it. And I was trying to like, and then Crowley said, like, why are you mad at Harry? I'm like, no, it's too damaging. I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm mad.
Oh, wow. So you really played it up.
I played it up. I tried. And then it just flopped because Harry didn't bite. Harry just, he didn't have any time for my nonsense.
Do you think Harry didn't bite because he didn't care? Or do you think that Harry was very busy and just never got to it?
I think he's probably very, very busy. Or he's like, I don't know what Mackie's up to. He's a weirdo. I'm just going to let him go. If I just don't react to anything, he'll move on and forget about me. I don't know.
Interesting. Now, Jason, weren't you supposed to play in a baseball game with Harry?
I was.
What happened there? You didn't end up playing.
I didn't play. I was worried that I would embarrass. Well, I was worried that I would be in the way.
Be in the way?
Yeah. I have not had any time to do anything baseball-wise. Like, I can barely throw, 100 feet anymore. Like, I don't play all that much. I don't do anything. And Harry was working out every day, getting ready for it, going to cages and stuff.
He was putting in the work.
To me, that's insulting to the guys doing that. Like, they're trying to get a look. And Tony, I love him with the Wild Things. Like, he's going to go put me in the game and give me a spot. Tony!
Anytime any Tony is mentioned, that needs to be played.
That's fine. Yeah. And, I don't want... I don't deserve to have a spot ahead of people who are like really trying for this thing and have the opportunity to do it. And I wish I did, but like I work full time at the Post Gazette. I work a lot there. I have two kids. I'm here. Like I don't have a lot of free time to go work on baseball stuff. I wish I did. And I thought I was going to waste their time and embarrass myself. And so I said, I don't feel comfortable doing this.
And we got to see our guy, Tony, today.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
He was in here. I shook his hand. He's a good man.
He was on with the morning show.
Absolutely. and they do great stuff, and I appreciate them including me, and I was probably overzealous because, I mean, I want to do it.
So you were like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, but then yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I can't.
And then to be fair,
like, myself too much.
I thought when I initially got the ask that it was going to be a little lower level baseball. And then Tony told me it was like, you know, Division II or like low minor league caliber. I'm like, oh, that's not where I'm at.
So you thought it was like a rec league pickup game?
Yeah, like I thought being bad was going to be okay.
Oh,
and then I found out like, no, these are guys like actually preparing for something substantial. They're trying to put on an event that challenges these guys, and you know, there's going to be like a lot of people there that, you know, have really like they work out and they do this either for a living or because their schedule allows.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to take innings away from them against a team that is looking for this opportunity to like get better and prove themselves. Like, I'm wasting everybody's time.
So what do you think that says about Harry Callis and his willingness to go out there? And
it's awesome.
Regardless of what happens, even if Harry would be embarrassed out there, Harry was
Bubba,
the manager. Harry was not afraid to go out there and turn one around, and he did to third.
I love it, man. If I was, dude, I'll tell you this. If I was in Harry's stage of life, if I was in my 20s, what is Harry? 28, 29?
Harry's 2 years older than me, so he's right around 26, 27.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, believe me, if I was 26, 27, I'd be all over that. I'm 41. And again, I wish I had the opportunity or the time in my day to go play that amount of baseball, and I just don't.
When does life go all downhill, Jason? What year is it? What age? Like when Crowley said, did it all go downhill for Tyler Kennedy after the tic-tac-toe goal in the Stanley Cup final? When does it go all downhill?
Why are you asking me this? Why are you assuming that I know when life goes downhill, Liz?
I'm just wondering because you said you're 41.
Well, it doesn't go downhill. It just changes.
And you said if you're still 27,
28. I'm thrilled with my life. I'm just saying that you don't have as much time in your day to do everything that you want to do.
So there's not going to be a point where I feel bad for myself or sad, like, oh, man, I can't do this anymore. Oh, man, I wish I was 22, 24 again.
I don't know. I mean, I would say when you get additional responsibilities, then your priorities change, right? Like,
yeah.
I'd rather play with my kids and be a dad and be home, and, like, that doesn't include high-level baseball work, you know?
Fair.
If I can sneak away to play nine holes right now, like that's my athletic endeavor. That's what I've got time to do. That's at my level, or I'm going to go on a bike ride with my kids or go for a run or something like that. And that's great. I love it, but that doesn't afford much time for golf.
Oh.
And I mean, if you're working two jobs, do you work anywhere away from here?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Where do you work away from here?
So
you don't have to say on the air if you don't want.
I write for a couple other places and I do a lot of play-by-play and
All
kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I mean, we're all busy as all get out. Like, I don't know how people can fit that, or you know, I mean, you don't have two kids. Not that I'm
the Wiffle Ball League is my kids.
There you go.
That is my kids.
All right. Not that I'm, yeah, you know, the dad of the
it's
millennium
very
or anything
but,
like that.
Yeah.
It's just you want to spend time with your kids.
Yeah, and I want to spend time at the field.
That's right.
Hitting home runs.
Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And make sure to listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, all right, the news peg here was Kevin Harlan and Ian Eagle will be part of the NBA's coverage on Amazon, which I'm excited to see. I like those two guys as broadcasters a lot. I think they did a fantastic job with the NFL. Honestly, I'm unclear whether they're going to continue any NFL duties or not. Regardless, I thought in all of the, you know, with all the talk about, you know, the top five of this past 25 years or whatever, I wonder who the top broadcasters are basically in Limit's lifetime or, you know, in the past 25-ish years of the 2000 era. And so I originally thought we would try to craft the top five, and then I decided on a draft and said Limit's and I will draft two teams, each composed of five announcers, and see who can come up with the better set of announcers, and we'll compare them. So here we go with that exercise. Limits, you have the first overall pick. Fire away when you are ready.
Oh, man, this puts me under a lot of pressure. I didn't realize I was going to have the first pick.
I said that last segment that you would have the first pick.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't paying good enough attention,
all right.
I guess. This might be my own personal bias because I think this announcer is just absolutely incredible, and he's still going at it. So he has been around for all 25 years,
wow,
doing it at a high level, is starting to slip a little bit, but has done all the sports, maybe not so much in these last 25 years, with the first pick in the announcer draft, your friend Limits selects Al Michaels. Al Michaels is
That's a strong selection.
Number one pick in the Limits draft.
That is a strong selection.
I think Al is very good at what he does. Elite for so many years calling games on NBC. I wish we could include Miracle in this, but that was not the last 25 years. But Al Michaels is just so versatile and can do it all.
I have no problem with that. He was very high on my draft board. Worthy pick, my friend. My first one is easy, though. I'll be curious if I can get my top two past you. We'll see. My first one is the greatest baseball announcer of all time. I'm not sure there's any debate.
Okay,
he spent a lot of his career this decade and a lot of other decades. Vin Scully.
Okay, that's a really good pick. He was high on my board as well. He was probably somebody that I was going to take very soon, but I feel like you are going to take my next pick.
And that is?
Say it.
Doc Emmerich.
Of course. Why are you picking Doc Emmerich?
Oh, are we doing wraparound? I was just going to give you the second.
Oh!
I was just going to let you go.
Sure, I'll take Doc Emmerich. I'd love to. I thought we were doing one, two, one. I thought we were going to loop around, but if you want to do it that way, I will very happily take Doc Emmerich.
Okay. Well, darn, I should have shut up. I could have wound up with Doc. All right, so Doc's off the board. Al Michaels was the number one overall pick. My first pick was Vin Scully. Again, these are the national broadcasters
yes.
of the past 25 years. We are discounting local, so Mike Lang is not a part of this conversation. Bill Hillgrove, not a part of this conversation. Not because we don't love them. They do. We're just doing it a little bit different. All right, my next pick, I could go a couple different directions, but I do want to have somebody who's a little bit more versatile. Vince Scully, obviously, is the best ever at what he does.
Yes.
But somebody who has become synonymous with March Madness, who's become synonymous with golf, who's
yes.
become synonymous with football,
yes.
does it all, a man of all seasons,
yes.
a good friend of the man who normally sits in this chair,
yes.
Bob Pompieni. I'm going with, hello, friends, Jim Nantz.
Hello, friends, and we welcome you to coverage on CBS of the Masters from Augusta, where the patrons are continuing to file into the 18th hole. That would have been my next pick, Jason. That's a very good pick. Nantz is obviously just so versatile and so good. With my third pick, bang! Mike Breen. Mike Breen, very underrated, has called the NBA Finals for a while, is still going strong, and is still very good at it. I think that he is just such a captivating announcer, whether it's Steph's greatest moments, LeBron's greatest moments. He carried the Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson broadcast crew. I hope they replace that crew. Doris Burke, I thought, did a pretty decent job, but Richard Jefferson is boring. They need to find some. They need a different crew with Mike Breen. When they had like him, Mark Jackson, and Van Gundy, it was entertaining. Mike Breen is number three for me. He's my next pick.
All right. I'm going back to the baseball well with this one. My favorite sport. I'm not afraid. And now he's done other sports. He's done Olympic sports. One of the most recognized sportscasters, national broadcasters of our time. And I'm surprised he fell this far in our draft limits. Maybe not big in stature, but big in notoriety. I'm going with Bob Costas.
Wow. Yeah, Costas is a really good pick. I was thinking more so of just the most, the guys that are still active right now. But Costas, man, that was an oversight by me. I'm not going to make the same mistake here, though, with my next pick. And I thought there are a couple different directions that I thought about going. But I feel like the versatility of this man who will be calling the NBA on NBC, he used to do Monday Night Football, now does Sunday Night Football, has done the Olympics. Mike Tirico deserves to be
Ooh,
on the list.
I don't hate it.
I was not the biggest Tirico fan at ESPN. I think NBC does an absolutely incredible job with their Sunday Night Football broadcast. Ever since he's gone over there, maybe it's just the presentation of the broadcast that made me think that with Tirico. He's really good at his job. And now doing the NBA and also him guiding the Olympic coverage where there's so much going on.
Yes.
He's done a terrific job.
He's also really good on golf.
Yes.
I don't know if you mentioned that, but Tirico's golf stuff is excellent.
I think Nantz is better.
I do too.
But Tirico also can hold his own.
Tirico does not sound or look out of place at all. All right. Pressure's on me now.
Next pick.
Fourth round pick. I have a couple different directions I want to go here. Can I ask you for a ruling first off?
Sure.
So I have John Madden and Pat Summerall.
Do you want them together?
Can they be selected together?
I will give you them together.
Then that is my fourth round pick. I would still probably take one or the other if they were individual.
Yeah.
But the Madden Summerall,
you might win just based on Madden.
Like, if I could only have one, I would take Madden, to be fair. But if I get Summerall as a throw-in, that is very easy
for
me.
Well, Summerall actually, I don't know if we should do it as a throw-in, because Summerall can stand on his own in this list as his own top seven. You know what? I'll be nice. Your call if you want both, or you'll just take Madden.
I'll just take Madden.
Just take Madden.
That's fine. I mean, he's got a video game franchise named after him.
Yeah,
he's the most popular color commentator of all time. It's nothing against Pat Summerall. Like you said, he can absolutely stand on his own. But iconic announcers of the past 25 years, I'm pretty confident saying John Madden deserves to be on that list.
All right, final one for me. I had a couple of different ways that I could go with this. I thought about Vern Lundquist. I thought about Gary Danielson in the college football realm. But instead, let's go with Keith Jackson. Iconic voice of college football. The man that was behind the mic for 13-9, right? Keith Jackson?
Yes, sir.
So he had so many great college football calls in the early 2000s. Keith Jackson is my final selection.
All right. So my last pick, boy, am I torn, because there are a few announcers here in American sports that absolutely deserve to be on the list.
Do we want to do an honorable mention as well?
We can.
All right.
We can do a sixth man. That'll save me a little bit. I was still going to pick this guy, though, because of my time over at hockey, and I don't have a hockey announcer, so this would help me. Bob Cole.
Okay.
And a lot of people might not know who Bob Cole is in America, but if you go to Canada, everybody knows who Bob Cole is. He's essentially the Canadian Doc Emmerich. He's been the voice of, he tragically passed away a couple of years ago. But Bob Cole is an absolute legend in announcing hockey games, the idol of one Sidney Crosby. And so I'm going with Bob Cole for my fifth pick.
My honorable mention is difficult. There are a lot of people that I'm thinking of because, again, we're not going with local guys. So we're not going like Myron Cope. We're not going with Bill Hillgrove. We're not going with Mike Lang, anything like that. I've thrown out names like whether Kevin Harlan should be the pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Or if I should ultimately go with Marv Albert as the pick, the voice of the NBA for so many years, I'm going to go with Kevin Harlan for just how versatile he is. He's still doing it, whether it's the NFL and Westwood One, whether he's calling the NBA. Kevin Harlan, my selection.
All right. That's a very solid team, Limits.
Yeah.
I'll recap Limits' team in a second. My last pick is Brent Musburger.
Very good pick.
Again, the versatility. Adds a little bit of the gambling background in there. I think of Brent Musburger. I think of college football. I think of the NFL.
I think of you big are deal games. Looking live.
Right. Just an absolute legendary announcer. You know what other takeaway I have looking at this draft and this list, Limits? As sports fans, we've been so blessed.
We
man.
Have. And we even left off wow. like Ian Eagle, who I think is pretty good at college basketball and he's good at the NFL.
Right. So Ian Eagle did not get drafted
Vern
in
Lundquist.
Our exercise. Vern Lundquist did not get drafted. Pat Summerall may or may not have been drafted. Gary Thorne, John Miller, also names on my board.
Gary Thorne was on mine too.
Sam Rosen, who I go back and forth on whether we should consider him a local broadcaster or a national. It's probably fair to consider him a national, but still a broadcasting legend. Kevin Harlan, Joe Buck could have been taken. Vern Lundquist, Ian Eagle among those not taken. So, all right, to recap, Limits team is very, very good. Al Michaels was the number one overall pick. He then went with Doc Emmerich, Mike Breen. I can't read my writing. Mike Tirico, Keith Jackson, and Kevin Harlan. Vin Scully was my number one pick. Jim Nantz, Bob Costas, John Madden, Bob Cole, and Brent Musburger. So we'll have to put this out on Twitter and see how we did.
All right, we'll see what the populace has to say.
The populace. Pomping ain't easy. All right. Couple more things. The fan hotline, I don't know if I did this already. I'll do it again for the heck of it. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Couple minutes early, but the 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Cloudy today. For the weather, a high of Hines Ward, 86, sunny and a high of 90 degrees on Saturday. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I wanted to just finish up a point that I made earlier on O'Neill Cruz. I was talking about the, I don't know, disparate ways of looking at O'Neill Cruz. Sometimes people get upset by him. I understand why. I wish there was a little bit of a market for an honest appraisal with where he's at. Let's praise the good. We can criticize the bad. One thing that I think is true with O'Neill Cruz is that the Pirates have not handled him in the best way. I'm not placing all of the blame on the Pirates. I'm not absolving O'Neill Cruz from blame. He's his own player. He's his own man. He's responsible for his own decisions. But only now have the Pirates really held him accountable for anything. And I think that's an error on their part. I think they've been too deferential to Cruz, you know, whether it's been trying to keep his spirits high or not, you know, make him sad or create an issue in the clubhouse or something like that. Forget about it. If you shortchange your team on effort or hustle or focus or something like that, there's a standard to uphold. And unfortunately in Pittsburgh, too often that standard has not been upheld and things have been permitted that shouldn't be permitted. The fact that O'Neill Cruz was benched for not knowing how many outs there were in an inning, for not running out a double play, and it took this long to get there, is abhorrent. And a lot of that was on Derek Shelton. I don't think Derek Shelton took a hard enough stance. I don't think that's been the case for a lot of Pittsburgh, and I liken it sometimes to parenting. You know, if you want to have a player-centric approach, if you want to have a kid-centric approach, that doesn't always mean telling your kids what they want to hear or being the fun parent. Sometimes it means being a jerk. Sometimes it means setting boundaries. Sometimes it means there are consequences for your actions. And the Pirates long ago should have explained to O'Neill Cruz that there are consequences for your actions. And that doesn't mean that we don't love you. That doesn't mean that there's not a part of you on this team or that you're a very important part of what we're going to do. Those are absolutely true. But I wish the Pirates would have taken a little bit more of an aggressive stance with O'Neill Cruz, and I think he might be at a different point in his development. And also, even something as simple as, you know, yes, you have to walk the line with allowing him to play shortstop, but he hasn't been a major league shortstop. And then you move him to center field. I don't think the development has been as robust as maybe they would hope. I mean, there's something there, but just overall stuff that has been tolerated, I wish would not have been tolerated. And I think some of the responsibility is shared by the team. It's not just O'Neill Cruz. But nonetheless, I am excited for the Home Run Derby. I'm excited. This is always, it's an absolute train wreck of a weekend. And I'm going to pour one out for Noah Hyles and Colin Beasley, my friends on the Post-Gazette baseball beat. I'll be having my nose in it from Pittsburgh, of course, with the draft and writing about it. I'll actually be hosting the evening show on Monday and Tuesday, so talking about it from here. But it is a bear to cover when you've got the draft, the futures game, the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby, availability. Rob Manfred talks at these things. There's always a lot of that discussion. And so it's not an easy stretch of time in the calendar, but it's also very important. And no, I don't understand why Ben Cherington is being allowed to oversee the draft, but he is. I think he's also going to be allowed to oversee the trade deadline. Don't understand that either. Doesn't make them any less important. We'll see what they do. We'll talk about it a lot along the way. Limits, this has been a lot of fun, man. Always appreciate your help. Appreciate your company. Appreciate the conversation.
A lot of fun, Jason. Have a good weekend.
All right, brother. You too. PM Team is next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.